This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. There is the famous English proverb which goes as follows: Procrastination is the thief of time. The devil has no problem with our good intentions as long as it is for tomorrow. But if you effect the change now, my brother, that's when the devil trembles in his boots. And that's precisely the message of today. Do not delay, do it now. Probably there might not be a tomorrow. Or otherwise it is like, I'm just busy catching up with yesterday and tomorrow I will be ready for today. So let me share with you an amazing incident from the books of Hadith like we always do. And I take you back into history on the 9th year of Hijrah, the year preceding the final Hajj of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the month of Rajab, and the campaign and the expedition of Tabuk. Tabuk geographically, nisfu tariq al-Madina ila Dimashq. If you're traveling between Medina and Damascus, it's about in the dead center. Fi aqsa shimaliha, it is in the northernmost part of Saudi Arabia. So at this time, the heat was very intense and the journey was arduous and long. The hadith of Sahih Bukhari, Jalla lil muslimina amrahum liyata'ahhabu uhbata ghazwihim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spelled out the details so that people could make the necessary preparations and arrangements. Ka'b bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, in his own words, says, Tajahhaza Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wal muslimuna ma'ahu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started preparing and the believers also started preparing. Tafiqtu aghdu likay atajahhaz. And I said, I also want to participate. He's a great, noble, devout companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I also need to prepare. A day would pass by and by evening I would realize I have not done much. But when I look around me, I see preparation in full speed. Preparation happening at optimum level. So then I comforted myself, and later he himself says, these were the places which unfortunately kept me back. أَنَا قَادِرٌ عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ إِذَا أَرَدْتُ. Okay, it's not a train smash. If I really want, I can do it. I can achieve it. How many times you ask a person, you had a problem, why didn't you seek help? Well, I thought I was in control. I thought I was on top of it. What are the words of Ka'b radiallahu anhu? أَنَا قَادِرٌ عَلَى ذَلِكَ إِذَا أَرَدْتُ. If I really want to prepare, I can prepare. حَتَّى اسْتَمَرَّتْ بِالنَّاسِ الْجِدُّ. Anyway, preparation continued. And before I realized, the entire group with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Medina towards Tabuk. Then I said to myself, hamamtu an udrikahum. Okay, I couldn't join them today. I will catch them up. Just give me a day or two, and then I have a swift conveyance, and I can mount onto the back, and I can trot and gallop, and I will be there. And later he says, laytani fa'alt. If only I joined them in the inception. And if that didn't happen, I wish I joined them after they left also. ثُمَّ لَمْ يُقَدَّرْ لِي ذَلِكَ. Then unfortunately, before I realized, the expedition and the campaign were back in Medina and I had not participated. The incident continues, and of course Allah forgave him and he's a great noble companion. The message is, my brother, let it not be that you have that regrets. Or let it not be that you hide under the deception that I'm in control. I can abandon this wrong. I can wean myself off. In English they say, and I'll leave you with this thought, that those who spend today lamenting yesterday will spend tomorrow lamenting today.